Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've mentioned before I drove a tow truck shortly after I got out of high school. And I got to tow all kinds of vehicles, wrecked vehicles, impounded vehicles. I even towed a piano one time. Long story, but I've talked about that before. So I know a bit about how towing companies work, although I was working at a gas station that had towing as part of its services. So out of Edmond, Oklahoma, comes this story Little Sue sent to me from KFOR by Adam Snyder. Edmond Towing Company accused of leaving customers stranded. A metro towing company is under fire, accused of taking money and then ghosting and leaving its customers high and dry. Towing companies, of course, often respond when you're at your most vulnerable. But folks in Edmond say a local business has been adding insult to injury. Kelly Caldwell said, "It's a hard lesson learned. I won't be so naive and trustworthy next time." She said her car broke down. She managed to get it into a gas station parking lot, but it was sputtering and not running. She said a lot of vapors started coming out from underneath my hood. Vapors. And so she decided to call my mechanic, and he said, "Do not drive your car. Just have it towed to the shop. Do not drive your car." And so he suspected, that is, that driving it further might damage it. So do what you can to get it to the shop. So her daughter said, "Well, let's call this company." So a friend of hers, that is a friend of her daughter's, owns a towing company, and they very quickly responded on the phone. So she said they asked her, "Where are you?" And she told him. And then he did call me and said he was personally going to meet his driver to pick the car up and tow it home. So another person said they had the same thing happen. That is that the towing company started out on the phone friendly and professional. And this man was in need after his truck broke down on the side of the road. And he came across the towing company on Google. It was the first towing company available. I called them. They seemed pretty legit. Both of them, though, said they had trouble at first making payments because the guy said apparently you got to pay him to get him to show up. So the owner of the towing company requested the payments be made up front through Cash App. They had to make the payments up front through Cash App. And the owner said to the man, "I can take care of it. Just Cash App me because my credit card machines are down. My credit card machines are down." He tells News 4 he sent $280 to the towing company and never heard from the company again. So he calls them. The guy says, "Send me the money. I'll be right out." He sends the money. Just never shows up. Towing company never showed up to come get a vehicle. He never returned my phone calls. I sent a dispute through Cash App and he denied it. And so both of them now say they were strung along for 2 days after payment. And by the way, no one ever came to get their cars from that towing company. So each of them had to find another way to get their car taken care of. So for instance, the woman said she had the car worked on in the gas station parking lot. In the rain, we popped the hood and put the hose back on the radiator, filled it back up and drove it home. So the vapors there was probably coolant. So the story of this towing company is puzzling because if you dig through the online reviews, it was seemingly a successful business at one time. But something seems to have changed recently because their local location has closed and officials have told News 4 the business was taken off their call list in May for failure to take rotation calls. And what they're talking about there is, and I mentioned before, I did impounds and towing for the city of Birmingham, Michigan. And so the police department would occasionally be at the scene of an accident, and there's a wrecked car. So they go, "Okay, well, we'll get this thing towed." And they would call one of two gas stations. And the two gas stations rotated, so 1 month we had it, 1 month the other station had it. And we had that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they could reach somebody from the gas station. So I had it where occasionally at 3 o'clock in the morning, my phone would ring, I'd answer it, and it'd be a dispatcher who was awake. And she'd say, "Steve?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Yeah, we need you at the intersection of it." She'd give me an intersection. I said, "Okay, be there as soon as I can." And I quickly throw on some clothes, jump in my car, drive to the gas station, grab the wrecker, drive to the wreck, pick the wreck up, bring the wreck either to the gas station or the impound yard, and then reverse the steps, go home, jump back in bed, and try to forget it ever happened. But I got paid. I got paid really well to do that. So if these people weren't showing up, it says here they're failing to take rotation calls. They stopped being used. Now, the company has since had their wrecker's license revoked. And some people don't know this, but wreckers often have to be licensed by somebody to work as a wrecker. Otherwise, you have tow trucks just driving around and they might be up to no good. And so I know that, for instance, there was a region within which we were allowed to tow vehicles. And if we left and went too far, we could get in trouble. And so there's often a license number on the side of the truck somewhere that indicates that the wrecker is licensed properly and is licensed to do what it's doing. News 4 attempted to reach the business, but calls to them were not returned. Facebook messages to both the business and the owner also went unanswered. Meanwhile, these people who are victimized here now say they only hope that others won't fall victim. "I don't want him to do this to other people," one of them said. "It's too expensive, and people just don't have the money to get taken right now." So the Channel 4, Adam Snyder writes, "When dealing with such services, here's what you can do. You should avoid using phone apps to pay because often there's little recourse in getting your money back." And that's why I'd be leery of that. I've never used a cash app like that before, and I'd be worried about what happens if there's a dispute. Drivers should also consider calling their insurance because their insurance company might have a deal with somebody. And always make sure the towing company provides a contract and itemized bill prior to you paying. And so they say, well, you know, wire us the money or send us the money or app us the money or whatever you're going to do with the money before anything happens. That might be a warning sign. Might be a warning sign. So it's kind of crazy. I towed all kinds of goofy stuff. I did an entire video for Ed Bolian on VinWiki talking about the crazy stuff I towed, including a piano, but also a lot of wrecked cars and cars that were wrecked in unusual ways and some gruesome accidents. Somebody runs a Z28 Camaro into a big oak tree at high speed, that kind of stuff. And, you know, that was literally 40 years ago. And I remember some of those scenes vividly. It's hard to forget stuff like that. And some of them are just strange and goofy, you know. And I remember being out there at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm still half asleep and I'm trying to like sweep up broken glass. And there's a cop bored out of his mind looking at me going, "Dude, hurry, hurry, hurry." Those donuts ain't going to eat themselves. So I know a little bit about this, but the sad part is that this is not really anything particularly about towing companies. A lot of businesses spiral out of control when they grind to a halt. And we often hear stories about businesses that went out of business and a bunch of their last customers were quite unhappy with them. So obviously, if you paid for a tow truck to show up and it never showed up and you paid them, you could sue them in small claims court. And that seems like that'd be a slam dunk. But the question is, do you really want to go to small claims court over $280? And right there, half my audience is saying, yes, I would. And the other half is saying, no, I wouldn't. And the half who are saying they would say it's a matter of principle. And I agree with you. I agree with you. And so, you know, if this happened to me, I would do it if for no other reason, just to make the guy show up, because he didn't show up when I needed him. So now I get to make him show up when the court needs him. That's what I would do. So the Edmund Towing Company accused of leaving customers stranded. Adam Snyder wrote that for KFOR and Lil Sue sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us what we need to know.